Hello.
Hello, hi. My name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinions towards public affairs and current events. Are you registered to vote in Virginia?
I am.
Great. And do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president? Do you approve or disapprove?
Well, is that my only two options?
Yes, sir. But, well, let me ask you, would you lean towards approve or lean towards disapprove? If you had to choose today.
Probably, I would not think he's doing a great job.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you for your patience and taking my call. Do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor? Approve or disapprove?
So far, I think he's doing okay.
Okay. So would you lean towards approve or disapprove?
Yeah, I think the first one.
Okay. And would you say that things in the country are on the right track or wrong track?
I don't know that I can give you an answer on that one. I think sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. I'm split down the middle.
Okay. So if you had to choose today, would you lean towards right track or wrong track?
Maybe wrong.
Okay. And thank you so much for your patience. You're doing great. Now, would you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or wrong track?
Still probably not, probably leaning towards the wrong track still.
Okay. Politically speaking, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
No, I definitely don't think they are southern state any longer.
And how would you rate Virginia's public school system? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
And thank you so much for your patience. Thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
And would you say that things in local K-12 education are generally on the right track or wrong track?
I would have to say wrong.
Now, Virginia considers legislation creating education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of the state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs, such as tuition, testing fees, and books. If that child is not in their public school, how much have you seen or read about this bill? A great deal, a moderate amount, only a little, or nothing at all?
Just a little.
Okay. Supporters say it will give parents more choices when it comes to their child's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation?
In its present form, I'm leaning towards support.
Given what you know now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? Is that much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Now, do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned for? Should or should not?
Yeah, I'm trying to make sure it's straight in my head, but I tend to lean toward the kids ought to go to the school in the neighborhood where they live.
So if you had to choose today, would you choose
with,
should or should not?
They should go into the zone where they live, yeah.
Thank you very much. And do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public school, regardless race, gender, or income?
See, that would go against going to the schools in their zone. So, yeah, it's kind of puts us in a bad position, doesn't it? I'm saying, I want to be able to go to the best school, but I also don't want people busing and going everywhere else. You know, it just creates too much. So I'm not sure how to answer that.
Well, let me ask you, if you had to lean towards it today, would you choose should or should not? Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools, regardless of race, gender, or income? I remember, this is just a study. All of your answers are confidential. We don't share this with nobody.
Yeah, but I want them to have the best information they can get. I think what the question is asking then is not so much about where they go to school as the fact that they all have the opportunity equally to go to the best school, which I'm all in favor of.
Thank you very much. And do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend? Should or should not?
Yes. I think they should be allowed to go to whatever courses that they're qualified to go to. Yeah, that they can handle. Or even if they can handle, if they want to give it a try.
Okay. Now, let me inform you. In 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regular market for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has seen proliferation of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal, regulated market for the sale of marijuana where all public schools and law enforcement?
Well,
support it.
I certainly hope you don't tell my pastor this, but I support that.
In Virginia, does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax of the sale of marijuana. Do you believe licensure's priority or other preference should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
No, I think anybody who applies for a license and qualifies for it, I don't think they should say that they give it to, you know, I don't believe in that kind of qualification. I think it should be open. So, no, I don't agree with that.
And do you support or oppose allowing biological males who have identified as female to compete on girl high school athletic teams in Virginia? Support it or oppose it?
I oppose that.
And do you support or oppose requiring school to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex? Support it or oppose it?
I think the parents should be advised.
So would you lean towards supporting it or opposing it?
I would support parents being advised.
Okay. And do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their children?
I do.
And thank you so much for your patience. Okay. And thank you so much for your patience. You're doing great. We're starting to wrap this up. Now, do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor's child's preference, sexual orientation, or general identity?
Yeah, no, I don't support that.
Now, I would like to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia. Would you like to start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community? Do you think that access to care in my community is good? There is a moderate access to care in my community, or access to care in my community is inadequate?
In my community, I think it's probably moderate.
Right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state behavioral health care system. In your view, should that work be a high priority, medium priority, low priority, or it is not a priority?
I think it should be a medium priority.
One idea that's been offered is a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in a new funding to expand and improve access to behavior health care and substance abuse treatments across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept? Is that strongly opposing it, somewhat opposing it, somewhat supporting it, or somewhat supporting it?
I oppose it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, I would like to hear your opinion about some specific aspects of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to the Virginia 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support that plan?
That's more likely. That is a good, more likely.
Now, it includes $9 million to support mental health care patients' transportation to relieve the burden of police officers who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support that plan?
Less likely.
Now, the plan has $15 million to expand mental health services for schools age students in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support it?
Less likely.
And thank you very much. It includes $58 million in increase and fund the number of crisis receiving centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support this plan?
More.
This plan includes $15 million in funding to combat the opiate crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support it?
More.
Now, it also includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support it?
More.
Now, the last few questions are for statistic purposes only. Having heard more details of the plan to invest $230 million of new funding to mental health and substance abuse services in Virginia, please tell me whether you would support or oppose this. Strongly support it or somewhat support it? Or somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Still somewhat support.
Now, Virginia's public employees have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join a pay a union. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right? Should or should not?
They should be required to inform them.
And do you feel public employees should or should not be required to get permission from an employer before providing that employee's personal information, home address, phone number, email, to unions or organizers? I do apologize.
I think that they should, the employers should be required to get approval before they distribute any information, yes.
Now, unions have been able to negotiate contracts to public employees with less than 1.5 of the workers voting for the union. Before a union is given the ability to represent a all public employees, do you think it should or should not have to gain a minimum percentage of supporters in an election? Should or should not?
Yes. Yes. Before a union is voted in, they should have to have some minimum number of employees that yes, they should.
Okay. We are at 95%. We are starting to wrap this up. Once a union is formed, it can be in place for generations. Do you feel that public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select a new union?
I do.
In 2021, a law was passed linking Virginia auto emission standards to those dedicating by the California Air Resource Board by 2026. 35% of all new cars and trucks in Virginia must be electric. By 2035, 100% of all the new cars and trucks in Virginia must be electric. Do you support or oppose repealing this law?
Oh, I support repeal.
Now, the federal tax brackets and deductions are indexed for inflation so that taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their income higher. Virginia does not do this. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index state tax brackets and deductions for inflation? Should or should not?
No, they shouldn't.
Okay. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democratic, Republican, or Independent?
I'd like to consider myself Independent, but I haven't supported a Democrat in 30 years.
And what is your age?
I am 60 years old.
And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
I identify as extraterrestrial.
So do you want me to mark down as Asian or other?
Just mark down other, please.
Okay. The reason why I'm asking is because I am required to read verbatim. I can't skip the question or, you know, add to it. I have to ask.
I understand.
Okay. Thank you so much. And we are concluding here. Do you have a child that is currently enrolled in a public or private K-12 school?
I do not.
And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or other?
Male.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome. I hope I made you smile at least a little bit.
You guys always make me smile.
Have a nice night.
You too.